after you do that, you have a whole bag of stuff you can play with.
I want
to
find that.
You have to do this first, okay?
Come in, Granny, my doggy.
Come on.
I need those two.
Okay.
Huh? Let me go up that.
Okay. The next day was Sunday. Again, the counselor paid to 1 night, 3 weeks, and after that he felt much better. For the counselor, basically. Now he wasn't hungry anymore, and he wasn't a little counselor anymore. He was a big fat counselor. Now he is a fool.
No!
He built a small house called a cocoon around himself. He stayed inside of the cocoon for more than 2 weeks. Then he nibbled a hole into the cocoon, put his way out in. What was he? What was he after the cocoon?
A butterfly.
Okay, he was a beautiful butterfly, but you can't be a butterfly.
Like
a book. It can be a good play.
Thank you. Do you have a book, Frankie? A favorite book that you want your mom and you to look at together? You do? You want to go get it? You want to get it? Okay, go ahead.
Oh, you know this book, right? Which one you want now? Can I tell it to you now?
Yes, you can. Now, let me show you.
Don't you touch this one.
A funny. A funny. A big turtle. A rat hopper. What was
it? I don't know what it was. You want to do any of these together?
The
naked
fox.
Right.
Not
the naked fox. See.
Let me show you.
Look.
I
have to go by
page by page. She don't want it. I'm naked fox. Mommy, you get that. I'm naked. I can do that.
Nobody asked you to flip. Let's find the one you need to read.
I saw a lip this far.
Come on, look at the one for you and me. Come here, Popo. Don't bring down no more books. You want a guinea pig?
Huh? I always got a book bag.
You ain't got a book bag like the other lady.
Come on. Oh, oh, yeah. Uh-oh, lady. Come.
What's the other lady come? You ripped the page off. It ain't gonna stop in the beginning.
Yeah, I will.
No, it won't. Not even in past Paul, Minnesota.
What? Come on. Here.
Yeah, Ma, and I mean it, okay? Okay? I yell back. This ain't the part you like.
I don't want
to write. Yeah, Ma, let's read it. Come on, please.
I don't want to read that for stuff.
No, look.
That's only stuff.
Mom and I always yell at her. Mm-hmm. But this time she was very mad. What? So was I. I stepped out of the house. I did not care what Mom said I was going to have a test. I will take a long walk to think about this. So I walked down the road. Soon I heard a funny noise. The noise came from a bush. I stopped and listened. Something was crying. I said to myself, I'll find out. What is it? I looked in the bushes. I was surprised. Wow, a baby monster. I looked at the monster, it looked at me. Then I ran to it. I put on my arm. It around it. Don't cry, I said. I'll help you. The monster stopped crying. We stood there hugging each other. A monster for each other. I asked Mom. Now I never said no to a monster. But I never asked her that. Would you say yes? I need time to think about it. But there was no time to decide for that. Get an ugly monster.
Stop pregnant.
Okay. But whatever book you got there, give me some. The monster did not like it. It started to grow. And I don't mean grow. Okay, okay. I said, I grabbed the monster. I ran home.
What's your hand?
You want to see the ink?
Yeah.
When it got bigger. Like a big one. Right here. And a big one. It had claws through the door. I had to push it from behind. So it wouldn't make it. I had it for the hair to mark the flowers. Is this your home, I asked? The monster turned to me, telling me we were hugging each other. You can't see the monster, see close to the dark. Then the monster ran up the hill. I fell through the monster.
Yeah, true.
No, you got okay. The monster had found his way home. No more monster for me, I said. I ran all the way home. Mom was yelling at me. I went into the house. I saw Mom. When I had been home, getting rid of the monster, I got back. This is what she told me to do. I started growing again. Mom looked at me in a funny way. She hugged me. You hugged me?
No.
Okay. Yeah. And so are you, Minnie said, Mom. We get two cats.
and went on. No, take it to the end.
I'm sorry.